Are you a dude? Do you love sports? Do you love football? Do you love fantasy football? Yeah, you probably do. Well, then you need to try my favorite new app, Draft. Have you guys heard about this? It's a weekly fantasy football app, but it's not like the other guys, all right? On Draft, you get to play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Yeah, I know, incredible. Here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management. You just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it, all right? There's no trades, there's no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you, all right? And drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. You don't have to wait an hour or a year or for your birthday. 2 minutes from now, start a draft. Join one. And the best part, you get to play for cold hard cash. Drafts start from just $1. So there's a draft for everyone. Who can't afford a dollar draft? Maybe pigeons, but, you know, because they don't have currency. There's also no salary caps, and you can play in a real live snake draft just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. How great is that? Come and join me on Draft today. I'm in it. Brad's in it. We love it. Download the app anytime, like right now. All you do is search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or you can play right from your computer on playdraft.com. Whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. For a limited time only, all new players will get a free entry into Draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code ALN. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using my promo code ALN on your first deposit on the app Draft. For fantasy football lovers, sports fanatics, and just people who love fun. Search Draft in the App Store, go to playdraft.com, and come play with me for free using the promo code ALN.
Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Bonus episode today. Wedding breakdown with Brad. I called him the day after the wedding, and we had a nice little chat about everything that went down, and just broke down the wedding, and it was real sweet and real fun, and just to rehash some of the moments and the highlights, and it was awesome. So this is great. Yeah, I called him up, and he didn't know it, and then he said it was okay to put this out. So it was a lot of fun. So enjoy this wedding breakdown, the Brad wedding breakdown. Brad, no shows this week, but he's in Kansas City next week at the Improv, the 14th through the 16th. Let's go see him there. AboutLastNightPodcast.com, new site and merch coming very shortly. So please stay with us. Stay patient. The merch is going to blow your fucking mind, as is the site. Very pumped to drop all that. A lot of great apps coming too, so make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Comment and rate the podcast on the iTunes page, and tell your friends, tell your family to get into the podcast. And of course, email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, your highlights, your favorite moments, where you get the pod, and we'll read some of these moments starting very soon when the new site launches, and we'll be giving out merch every week. So a lot of fun, and I think that's it. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles. Oh, Twitter handles. Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at Alan Podcast. Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, and at ALN Podcast on Instagram. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with Adam Ray and Brad Williams, the newly married man, and his wife makes an appearance. This is a great one. Enjoy it.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. It's about last night.
How do you feel today? Like, what is your, like, what is your, like, how do you feel? Like, you're married. Like, how do you feel?
Well, like, I keep looking at Jasmine and saying my wife, like, Borat, and then she looks at me. Did you ever see the movie Intolerable Cruelty with Catherine Zeta-Jones and George Clooney?
Of course.
Well, you know the guy that is the witness with the accent where he goes, she told me she wanted a rich husband. Like, so every time I go, So every time I go, my wife, she looks back at me and goes, my husband. That's just kind of like our thing that we keep doing.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool, man. And just to have that whole experience not only go so well, but all the stress of planning it is now in the rearview mirror. And it's just like, oh, it's taken a huge weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, so, right? It's the I mean, you know, you were still doing the pod and you were still doing your shows and going on the road. And it's like, it's kind of crazy to just, I would see you and it's like, you'd come in, we talk about it a little bit and you could see some stress on your face sometimes, but like, because, oh, yeah, because you would lock in with the pod and your shows, it's, you would almost forget that, oh, you're planning a wedding too. And there's like, that's just a crazy thing to also be doing.
Right. And I mean, that's why I love doing the podcast so much. 'Cause it was just like, okay, here's some time I can sit down, talk for an hour and not really think about that. But yeah, other than that, like, especially this last week, like, every waking moment was thinking about the wedding and in some cases putting out some fires. But yeah, it was to have that now on the rearview mirror, and now just like, now the only stuff that we have to do is like fun. Like, we have to organize all our gifts and things like that and start writing thank you notes and but yeah, it's nothing crazy. Which, by the way, you're going on the road on Thursday?
I'm leaving Wednesday now to do press, but also Hurricane Irma is showing her tits and trying
to Irma.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling that out right now. I'm going to reassess on Tuesday, but yeah, I would leave Wednesday. Yeah.
Where's your gig?
West Palm Beach.
Oh shit! So yeah, like,
that's the coast, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. West Palm is on the Atlantic side of Florida.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar with the path of the hurricane. I don't know if it's going Gulf or where. But
this summer, Harrison Ford, the path of the hurricane.
Yeah, man. But yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
you don't want that to happen. Yeah. Well, do you come home on Sunday? Or?
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, maybe earlier.
Okay, great. Just because we're having this is literally why we're having people over on Sunday. A, it's football, and B, we have so much booze from the wedding.
Oh, nice.
So much booze, Adam. It's nuts. So
really, I maybe I should have taken more shots with strangers. But like, I went back and pretty. Wow, that's amazing. And you guys took it all right because you paid for it.
Right. Well, like, what they do is you pay for a certain you pay for enough booze where it's going to be an open bar and there's going to be no way that people can drink all of it. But if they opened a bottle and even poured one shot or a splash or whatever, but then that was it and they didn't finish the bottle, we get that bottle.
Wow.
So yeah, we're gonna take a picture of it and send it out to people as sort of like the invitation of just like, hey, just come drink our booze, seriously. Like, all day Sunday is just gonna be come over, watch football, drink our booze. And I swear to God, if you bring a bottle of rum or whiskey, we'll punch you in the face. Like, just no more. Like, yeah, it's that kind of thing. So, yeah, if you have time on Sunday, obviously.
Fuck,
but
yeah.
Yeah, we just got free booze all day for people.
Yo, your face when I was getting accosted by the dragon. Like, that was that dragon. Was it a lion or a dragon?
It was a lion.
Yeah. A Chinese lion, yeah, or right?
Yeah, and it's funny because Jasmine has mentioned that a few times. She was like, I think randomly on the drive home, she just burst out laughing. I was like, why are you laughing? She goes, because I'm thinking about Adam's face when the lion.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think he was genuinely scared.
Well, it was, look, I had drinking, like, if you're wondering how many vodka, double vodka sodas does it take to be scared of a giant Chinese lion puppet? 7.
All right, that's the answer.
Yeah. Good. No, that was unbelievable, dude. Like, that was out of nowhere. I mean, and then you guys get involved, and then there was at one point when the thing was dancing, and you just started, like, fucking river dancing in between the two things. And I, dude, I felt like I was watching the weirdest, like, child sacrifice ever. Because, like, but it was so perfect. It, like, seemed, dude, it was so unexpected. And I was saying this to Mark Ellis last night. I was like, it's just so rare to get that many people that, like, know each other, and even if they don't know each other, like, enough people, everybody knew a bunch of people, so it was like really easy for everybody to just, like, hang out. And that's
there were, like, everyone had their groups, even people that like, some people came thinking that they were going to be sort of on their own island, and then they saw people there, they're like, oh, that person was invited.
Yep.
Oh, amazing. Like, I had friends that hadn't seen each other in, like, 8 years, and they showed up, and they didn't know, like, the other one was invited to the wedding. And, yeah, one girl saw a friend of hers from high school, and literally, like, they ran toward each other, hugged, and then burst into tears crying.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was so amazing. It was just a crazy fucking night, man. And it was cool to see everybody get along, and it was fun to run around the room and, like, make sure you say hi to everyone. And
yeah, you did a good mix of that too, which is, like, really, you know, sometimes you can get caught up in the host part where you got to go around where you can't, but you made a good point of, like, you went to some tables and then you pop back on the dance floor for, like, 2 or 3 songs, and then you, like, went back around, and it's like, that's important.
Yeah, my dad told me, he's like, wow, you stayed, like, on the dance floor. I'm like, yeah, because it's my wedding and I wanted to be out there and party. Like, I didn't want to just be like, all right, I'll take a break. I was like, no, I wanted to just experience the whole thing and keep it going and just have a lot of fun. And Lord knows that we did. That was so cool.
People have more fun too when the bride and groom are on the dance floor, because then they're like, you know,
absolutely.
It's almost like the king. It's like the king, like, coming down from his from his throne and being like, I'll hang out with you peasants.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to weddings where the bride and groom are kind of, like, hidden the whole time.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, because you're like, hey, we're all here to celebrate you guys, so let's...
You feel like you're hanging out in somebody's backyard, and you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because you're like, where's the owner of the house?
I think
he fell asleep upstairs. Should we leave? I don't know, man. This band's really good, and there's a Chinese lion coming out soon.
Right. How great was that band?
Dude, they were unbelievable. I literally, drunkenly just probably turned to 9 different people at one time and was like, they're so good. It was like my go-to small talk thing with people I didn't know. I was like, how good is this band, though?
Yeah,
I was close to requesting Real Big Fish, and then I just forgot. Also, the lion got close enough, and actually, if you're curious what he whispered to me, he said, don't even think about it.
Great, man. Yeah, and the band is just
dude, they were, those, their voices were like, I mean, literally, dude, the guy sounded like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, well, he sounded like his half brother Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Which is what you paid for, though.
Yeah, and then, like, they went to, like, a rap medley.
Yeah,
and,
like, dude,
it sounded great. I mean, hell, when he was playing This Is How We Do It, that was a fucking showstopper.
Unbelievable.
And the girl singer was awesome. They had the horns. They had, like, synthesizers. So they could make every sound.
And they were getting into it. It was like, fuck, it's like that, you know, you get into it too when you look up and you see, like, them bringing energy on stage. It's like.
Oh, I was talking to one of the band members after, just very briefly, because he came up to say congratulations. And he said, and he told me, he's like, hey, just so you know, like, no bullshit, like, this was a fun gig for us. Like, He's like, sometimes we play gigs, weddings or whatever, and we just feel like we're playing to stares. So the fact that you guys were partying the whole time made us party the whole time, and, like,
dude, that's a great compliment.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, oh yeah, of course. I mean, we're performers. We know what it's like to go up to a cold audience and to a hot audience, and what that does to your performance.
Yeah,
the difference is.
What I when I was leaving, I walked outside to get some gum out of my car, and then and take an Advil, because I just hadn't eaten for a while, and I was just drinking. I got to a point where I was like, I will be drinking my food. And then and then I walked around back, and there was a van, and I was just out there, and I was like, God, I got to pee so bad. I don't want to go all the way back. So I just peed behind the van, and I literally walk around, and Dr. Drew and his wife were walking out, and she goes, did you just pee? And I go, and Dr. Drew's staring right at me, and he goes, Jesus, man. I go, okay. What if I said yes? And they both just started laughing. And she was like dying laughing. And I was like, I did not think this was going to be this hilarious of a moment. And she's like, you were so caught. It was hilarious. She goes, your face. And then Dr. Drew, and he was cool. He goes, don't worry, I won't tell anybody. I go, you better not talk about this on HLN.
Yeah. Is there a new crisis in America? Peeing dudes at weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, so amazing. It's so weird to be walking around my wedding and then being like, oh yeah, Dr. Drew's here.
That was so cool, man. And dude, yeah. Josh Adam Myers was ripping up on the dance floor, and
oh dude, Josh was
great.
Killing it, man. And I've already gotten word of some wedding hookups that I'm very excited about.
Yes.
So, there's definitely some people that I did not expect to hook up. Some people I expected to hook up, and everything is good.
My God, your mom is so sweet. She was trying to.
When I start talking about wedding hookups, don't transition into my mom.
No. Hey, sorry. Your mom was telling me this morning as we were lying in bed.
Speaking of wedding hookups, your mom.
No. She was just so, her and I, I can't remember the last time we talked more than 3 minutes. So yeah. She was just asking me how things were going. And then she was, talking about girls that she knew to try to set me up with and stuff. And it was just really sweet, all your family stuff had a good, it seemed like everybody was just, had a great time.
Yeah. Family was stoked. They were really happy about it, and my dad kept like his whole, like, I have a joke in one of my specials where I just say, I yell out, worth it, and my dad kept doing that,
that's amazing.
He kept yelling out, worth it, and then I overheard him say, like, one time he turned to someone and was like, wow, those lion dances were expensive as hell, but they were worth it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because they helped pay for the thing, too.
Oh, good.
It was pretty much me and them splitting it. And, so they and the lion dances were part of the stuff that he paid for. Yeah. So, yeah, it was he was really excited for how good they are. And he even brought me aside. At one point, he was like, man, none of your friends are going to have lion dancers at their wedding.
No.
That's something everyone's going to remember.
It's dude.
Because Jasmine was telling me, she's like, yeah, that's typical when you go to a Chinese wedding. Like, that's just something
that
happened.
Oh, no way. Happened. No way.
Yeah. So, there's probably some people on her side that were like, oh, yeah, okay, lion dancers. This is that part of the show.
Yep.
And wait, hold on. Here comes Jasmine. Yes?
Don't get me wrong. Lion dancers are very typical at Chinese weddings, but we had ones that competed.
It was like a showdown. It was like, at one point it was like a fight. Like, I felt like, I was like, this is, like, National Geographic doesn't get this coverage.
No. What I mean is they have lion dancing competitions, kind of like they do, like, ballet dancing competitions.
Wow.
And are competition lion dancers that one of my friends who does lion dancing competitions recommended for me.
Oh, I got you. So, okay, like those ESPN, like you would see, like, and now from Shanghai, the blue lions, and then.
No, exactly. So like, they were good ones.
Yeah, I mean, at one point when the guy put another guy on his shoulders and stood the lion up and then looked down at Brad, I was like, again, like, how many double vodka sodas does it take to think a giant Chinese puppet lion is going to eat your friend on his wedding day. Seven.
Your reaction was my favorite part of the Lion Dancer.
Had I been on an edible, I would have had a heart attack.
And that's probably why Chris Porter did.
Yeah. Dude, we played cornhole.
Chris was sitting next to you.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Oh, he might have been wigging out a little bit. He was kind of quiet.
Yeah.
He did kind of grab my shoulder at one point. That was probably to make sure that I would block him if the line got too close. Cornhole was dope too, man. We played probably for about a half hour before I came in for the entrances. And
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And we got that set. So
shut up.
Yeah. I mean, it was custom made for us, because if you notice, like one was Hollywood, and one was to kind of like symbolize our two hometowns.
Dude,
so yeah,
I love
we
that.
Got that set. So if ever we're like, hey, how about a cornhole?
Dude, hey, what's amazing about your apartment is you have the space.
Yeah, man. So if we're going to a party somewhere, the beach or whatever.
Oh, bring it. Oh my god, dude, portable cornhole.
Yeah, got that. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we didn't get giant Jenga or giant Connect Four, but we got.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cornhole.
You can get so that. You can get that anywhere. I got a giant Connect Four guy. You can get that. Two phone calls. Hey, yeah, it was unbelievable. What was I gonna say? In the car stuff, dude. It was just like walking through all those vintage cars. I gave my stepdad at one point. You guys were sweet to say hi because they really wanted to see you. And you know, he is a vintage car freak, dude. Like, I literally went around to every car, and he would guess the year, and then like I was telling him facts about them, and he was telling me facts. I mean, he was just like, he's like that. He's like, I gotta go there. He's like, that place is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, next time he visits, for sure.
Yeah.
You guys can go back, or because it's and they're a little more lenient on you being hands on than like.
Yeah, well, they let us sit in the cars and take pictures, and like, you know, at one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, I wanted to just camp out in that VW van they had open up. It looked like It looked like the one from Into the Wild. It was just like so cool. Yeah.
Like you just go, oh, if I had a van like that, my beard would be 9 feet long.
Yeah.
I would start talking like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
But I'd be the coolest dude in the world.
I would survive on beef jerky and thoughts.
Yeah. And it'd be awesome.
Yeah, that was another like, oh, I've never seen, like, this is another element of the wedding where you're just like, never done it, never seen, like, new, a great entrance in. It's like to immediately get there and walk around, and like, it's a cool socializing thing too before you get into party, you know?
Yeah, and for people that don't know each other or haven't seen each other in a while, it's a cool kind of icebreaker that they can just be like, hey, look, cars.
Yep.
You know, and just kind of start talking in that way. But yeah, did Kevin eventually get the kegs from you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay. I dropped them off this morning.
Great.
Or this, yeah.
What time did you wake up?
I woke up around 10.
Okay.
But I think I slept pretty straight, you know, like I hadn't slept well the last few nights, and I just it was so hot in my place, and so just to have like a little air conditioned bed, and I was just so done at that point. Yeah. And I hadn't eaten again, like I said, all the whole time. So I got a burger from In-N-Out. I think I just shoved it on my face. It was just like sit on my face. I was talking to it and stuff, and then just took a couple of bites, and then just literally passed out and woke up. And then it was like, hey, can we get the kegs? And I was like, I think I misread it too, because I was like, you guys want to keep drinking? Like, that's so fucked up, you know. And then they're like, no, we got to pick them up out of your car. I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. thanks for doing that and making that happen.
Oh yeah, dude. Nick and Matt, I mean, I can't wait to see the pictures and the videos they got of them, and especially like that reveal of you guys seeing each other and then all out there. Like, that was there's gonna be some really great shots.
Oh, so great. And it's cool when you have that personal relationship already.
Yeah.
Talk, because like it you know, because taking someone's picture in those kind of moments, it's an intimate moment. And yeah. if you don't know the person, then it's like, who's this crazy guy or girl? Like, I know it's their job, but it's still kind of weird. But the fact that I had that previous relationship with Nicole, and I didn't even, when she said Matt, I didn't even put two and two together. Like, I didn't even realize that was gonna, you know, like that was gonna be Matt. Like, she said it, yeah. She's like, oh, my guy Matt's gonna come help me.
And oh, nice.
I didn't even think about it. So, like, when I saw him there, I was like, oh, dude.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, hell, at one point, he arrived early to the suite at the Hilton, and, like, Kevin and I had to run, do a quick errand, so we just left him alone with all our stuff, and I did it because it's like, oh, yeah, it's Matt. But if it had been a guy that I didn't know,
yeah,
that would have been something I wouldn't have done. But yeah, the fact that it's Matt, it's like, yeah, cool, whatever.
I need to hear from you what it was, and I can't take full credit for playing your song when you guys saw each other for the first time, because Kevin goes, we had it on, what do we have it on? Something. We were playing music, and then he goes, hey, man, he goes, maybe play something when they see each other, like something romantic. I go, their first song? And he was like, boom. And then I went to go pull it up on iTunes, and literally I'm like hurrying in my car on iTunes, and then I just hear him go, Adam, 10 seconds. And I was like, oh, shit. Felt like I was on, like you know, like, I don't know, like the Nickelodeon Guts, and I was climbing up the crag, and it was like, you literally have 10 seconds to hit the thing. And then I was just like, where else? YouTube. And then there was the first one that came up, and it was like, yeah, it was, but
that was clutch, and that was the closest thing you'll have to in the movies when they're like, the bomb's going off in 20 seconds. The wire. You're like, I don't know which one to cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. That was such a great moment that really enhanced it and just made it that much more special. So thank you again for doing that.
Of course.
That was so cool.
Of course,
and,
man.
And
you can go and Venmo me for that moment. That's I have a new business called called Making the Moments, and it's basically you pay me a lump sum, and I just show up, and at some point, I'll give you a moment that you didn't anticipate.
Right, exactly. You don't know where.
You don't know where.
let's see. I'm looking at this pile of booze that we have.
Wow.
We have two bottles of Patron and two bottles of something called El Charro. You're a tequila guy.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I've had that before.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah, we got two bottles of that, so.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just tequila.
Do you even feel like drinking right now? What did you do today? Did you wake up and get like a hangover meal, or have you just been taking it easy? Or?
Well, to be honest, someone gave me some great advice. Actually, it was Jeff Keith. The day of the wedding, just texted me and said, hey, man, just I know you're getting a lot of advice. And he goes, my advice is don't get too drunk to where you don't remember it. So, okay. So, like, I know my tolerance pretty well, so I paced them out. I had a lot of water. And I wasn't really hungover. I was at that level of really good buzz, like, the whole night.
Wow.
So, yeah. And,
yeah, you want to remember it. It's like, you don't want to, like, what's... Too often, I think we just go, I had a great time, didn't I? And you're like,
yeah.
Why did you add a question? I don't know. I just... Because I feel like I did, but I don't know. And it's like, well, yeah, like, isn't it more fun to remember, like, a small thing, like being scared by the lion or singing, like, Shout. I remember how fun being in the Shout circle was and how into it I was. I hit, like, a third wind buzz where when that song came on, it was like I heard it for the first time. But I was, like, impressed with myself that I knew all the words, but I was hearing it for the first time. I was like... This song was meant for me, you know, like, and then we were all getting down on the ground and like really getting a little bit loud and like, and then it was awesome.
Oh, but yeah, you don't want to have the moment where it's like, well, at my wedding, I remember putting on my suit and then I remember waking up the next day. Like, you don't want that time travel. So yeah, I just, that and like, and nothing really went down, but I wanted to be of decent mind if anything did go down, so I could like make a decision or make a call or
yep
you know, or handle a situation if I needed to. But luckily, that didn't happen. So
yeah, if like the sax guy was like, look. Look, he had a seizure. He forgot all the words to Careless Whisper, but right. we've got a French horn guy that lives about 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
He knows every song on the Pocahontas soundtrack.
Yeah, it's not quite a sax, but it's close. I mean, is that cool?
Yeah,
bring it.
Yeah. I missed the ice cream parlor. That was the one thing I was like, oh, I spent a little too much time dancing.
Yeah, I mean, Jasmine and I didn't really get to go outside. I went outside just to kind of see it, but and then I missed the ice cream parlor too. But that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted something to where it's like, what do I do? Do I dance? Do I play giant Jenga? Do I go grab an ice cream? Do I watch a lion dancer? Like, I didn't want a wedding because I've been to weddings where it's like, okay, well, there's the DJ, and then I got tired, and then there's nothing else to do.
Yeah. Dance and drink, or just stand outside and like do more of that. It's like you almost want it to be like a summer camp where you have like you can go do archery, you can go play in the lake, you can go try to see if you can see your counselor blowing another counselor in the activities shed. You know,
what camp did you go to?
Camp Temple Shabbat.
Jew camp.
Now, you know what? I actually missed out on Jew camp, and I just had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and she was like, she goes, that's the first place I give a hand job and blow job. And I was like, damn it.
Did they put that in the brochure?
Yeah. Your kids will love it. They'll learn how to read from the Torah. They'll learn how to...
It's like, sure, you have your bar mitzvah, but if you really want to become a man...
Yeah, come to Temple Beth, Temple Beth Shabbat, where girls turn into women overnight.
Fucking great, man.
Well, that was.
Do we have a podcast tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Sarah Tiana.
Oh, I mean, like, that's when we're releasing. But
oh, we have two. If you're cool with it, not till 4:30 and 8 though.
Perfect.
4:30 is Jubal, and then 8 is Piat, and you know that'll be just. I mean. You can get a little bit of a map, but I mean, you know, I don't really think you need to even. I think we can just.
Well, I think this Jubal, I already got the map.
Jubal, you do. For Piat, I mean, if you want to make some Trump stuff, because I'd love to just, you know, riff how we do on that. And he's done a bunch of animation stuff and a Nickelodeon show you can talk about. But it's also like, I think with him, we can just, you know, it's, you know, now that he's been on this many times, it's just like, you know, we can have some things beat it out. But, we do so much riffing. But I think we should maybe do another Ian McKellen reading some tweets, and maybe, you know, if you just want to, if there's a couple of those you want to just jot down, that'd be cool.
We'll play some games for sure with him.
Great.
Great. And then I'll actually look at the schedule.
Yeah, I just updated it.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Thank
yeah. And I, there was one next Tuesday or next Monday, we have a couple, and I moved, I think I moved a couple, so we only just have like two a day for like the next few days that we can do. Like Monday and Tuesday, I think we have two, and then next Monday, Tuesday, we have two, just to kind of backlog. But
cool,
yeah,
great. That will work out, my friend.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I'm going to send you the Tony's going to send me the Chris D'Elia animation Jean Claude thing tonight, so I'll forward it to you.
Fuck yes,
yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
I think I'm going to have him do the either Piat Goldblum thing next, or I kind of think I should go through and have him do the Tiffany Haddish having sex with the guy with Down syndrome from the TSA. I just think that story is like, and I'm going to hit her up first actually and see if she'll let me do it, you know, just to kind of, because it's her voice and the story. And I know she did it on her special, right, but right. Like, I mean, animated, dude, that could be like an epic. I mean, she... You know, that story, she told such a good version of it on the podcast, you know?
Absolutely. That's great. And she's hitting so hard right now that could really catch a little fire.
Yeah, totally.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I'm going to start putting things away. I don't know.
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. Oh, by the way, I'm going on right now to your registry to get your gift. So is that, I'm not late, am I? Is everything picked out?
To get us anything, Adam, you're our groomsman. You're our posse.
Well, I appreciate that, but also shush. But also, I'm going to get you a gift.
In the words of Putin, shush.
I appreciate you saying that, but I want to, so I will peruse.
Yeah, I think it's still open, right?
Yeah,
I think it's still open. So yeah, and thank you.
Of course.
No worries at all, man. That's great. And it's just to have that kind of thing go down and to have friends together and everyone get along, and you know, it's like, it's not, it, I'm glad it was such a good group of dudes that all pretty much bonded during the bachelor party. So
yeah, man, that was really cool to like see Ozzy and Jay and even Kevin, and just like have an extra level of like, what's up, man, like, and not just, you know, like, it was, yeah, it was cool.
Hey, boats.
Yeah. yeah, exactly.
And just have, and just have everyone be cool like that, and like, just no drama, no fights, no guys being like, that guy stole my girl, you know.
Yep.
Nothing like that. It was just such an incredible thing, and I'm honored and happy and humbled that you were a part of it. So,
well,
thank you, man.
I love you like a brother. So it was amazing to be there, and I had to fight back. I had to fight back tears on many occasions.
In 15 years, we will do the same thing at your wedding.
Oh, make it 20, and you got yourself a deal.
make it an even 20.
Oh my God, that's so funny. But you know, but yeah, but yo, by the way, Jasmine, when Brad, it was so cute, he texted me, he was like, I'm going for tears with the vows.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you guys both were real. I mean, it was like, man, I was like, it's too early to cry. I just got here.
If we're gonna freaking cry, you better cry too.
Yeah, no, it was really sweet. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, be on the lookout for your panini maker.
Love it.
No.
I'm fully expecting a box to come and be like, babe, did we have a homemade Pop-Tart maker on our registry? I was like, no, but every couple needs every successful couple needs a homemade Pop-Tart.
Oh, dude. Well, it isn't a testament to you guys for how awesome everybody was there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you only surround yourself with dope people, so it's, everybody got along, because it's like, everybody, you know, I'm sure, like, I hope you step back and take that in, where you're like, oh yeah, all these awesome people, what a great time, and they're all here for us, and it's like, you know, that's, you have to step back at some point and be like, oh cool, I've done something right with my life.
Yeah.
You know?
It didn't set in until we made our entrance, and there was just a wall of cameras and clapping people.
Yeah.
And I was, oh my God!
Oh yeah, I was going nuts. Yeah. It was like, it was equivalent to like when the Seahawks come out of the tunnel. Like, I was going crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or the Broncos?
Yeah.
Or the Broncos. Well, the, you know, yeah, this year we got room on the wagon.
Perfect.
All right. I love you guys. Enjoy the night.
Love you too, buddy.
And I'll see you
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
Of course.
See you tomorrow, my
All
friend.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Wedding breakdown. God, it was special. You know, it was really, I don't know. What's the, you know, I tried to, I don't know, capture it in one sentence, but it was just like, you know, perfect, for lack of a better word. It was just a really like fun, perfect day and night, you know, and only a handful. You know, I feel like I've been blessed to have a lot of really cool people in my life and know a lot of really great people and get close to a lot of people. And then over time, too, you grow apart from people, but you always remember that closeness that you have with them because of everything you've done and all the times you've spent together, good or bad, prior to to you know, a moment where you might have dropped out of contact. But, you know, I think you get to a certain place in your life, and for me it's, you know, 35, where you have a handful of people now that you really, that you see consistently, that you really care about, like family members, and that you you know you take a bullet for. You know, it'll be a little tougher for me to take a bullet for Brad, because I'd have to, like, you know, I'd have to go out of my way to, like, you know, dive onto the ground. But it's like, but, you know, it's maybe a little, it'd be like a stop, drop, and roll if I could turn that into like a shield somehow. But point is, is that it was really, like, cool to, you know, I've been to a handful of weddings in the last few years, and again, good buddies, but, you know, it, you can tell when you're like, oh, this one's hitting me differently, because I just genuinely care about the person, and it's, you really, you love seeing them so happy, you know? It's like a really cool feeling to just see somebody that happy, and it makes you happy that they're, you know, that they're doing good. I think that's, that might be the Jew in me, you know? My mom has instilled that, you know, wanting to take care of and make sure everybody's okay mentality, and I, you know, you feel that way too when you see your friends and they meet somebody, and Brad's wife is just the greatest, and it makes me super happy that they made it official. Man, what if I just start crying right now? I need that fucking Chinese lion to come out of nowhere and take the tears out of my face. That sounded dangerous. But I am going to have nightmares about that thing, I think. Thank God I wasn't high. Jesus, I almost tracked down some weed, and I was just like, dude, don't be fucked up for the wedding, you know. Be buzzed, and that's what Brad did, and that was the right approach, you know. By the way, if you don't dance at weddings, what are you doing? Get up at one point, even if you're like, I can't dance. Dude, be on the dance floor and move to a song. They, at this point, weddings, unless you're at, like, fucking, I don't know, you know, a wedding where they requested a strictly Tupac cover band, you know, and you're 75 and you're like, there's not a tune on this playlist that I resonate with. I don't know the songs. I don't like the beat. But even with Tupac, it's like there's some slow changes, fucking All About You. Like, there's something that's going to have a beat where you go, I can at least tap my feet to this. So stand up, get on the dance floor, because I'm telling you, it's a game changer, you know? It gives you that gust of wind that you need to take to other parts of the party. And look, dude, everyone wants to be their best version of their party self at parties, you know? Be the best people you can be. And that, my friends, is how we're going to end this bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast. The wedding breakdown, the Brad breakdown of the wedding. He's married. He's no longer single. Sorry, ladies and fellas, and ladies with fetishes. He's taken now. See you guys next week.
About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.